F1, number 4B.
And then when we have found it, we can pinpoint and say, now what is it? What is the message of it? And so we can go to the second and ask, what is now the story of Joel? What is specific to Joel? What is that which never occurs anymore in the line of spiritual story? If we find that, then we can pinpoint, so to say, Joel. And so little by little we put one prophet next to each other, and then we will see how they show this matrix. That really and truly they are a logical consecutive build-up of the Christ matrix, of the house with the roof Christ. See. Then, I would like to do something more. Really, then, when we have found that, we have only found the principle of it, but perhaps not the practice of it. You see, I said in the invitation that the prophets show a method of handling evil. Well, that's true. Well, Paul, with his epistles, I think he also gives a method of handling evil. But he gives it from a different standpoint. I think the textbook also gives a method of handling evil. So, in that is not so much the point. Then, to say, when John Dolly made quite a point out of the necessity of handling evil, you remember that he would just show us from time to time how he would do it. You remember? Perhaps he would go through the word order, sometimes through the inverse word order. He would do it in many ways. Some of them we have in print and so on, some of them we have not. And you know, when we go through the prophets, we will find John Dolly again. We come to certain prophets which are so specific to the way he handled evil that you can't mistake it. Especially Hosea, especially Amos, especially Obadiah. But the point is that if we see the prophets in its whole structure, in its 16 structure, we find 16 laws of how to handle evil, and not 3 or 4 or 5. We'll find John Dolly again just in his words, more or less, or in the tones, not in the words. By Jove, no, not in the words, because the prophets had quite a different language than John Dolly, but in the message of it, you see. But we can see now that in order to round up the whole picture, we find 16 laws, so to say, 16 standpoints from which to use our synonymous terms specifically to handle the noumena of evil. The 16 noumena of evil. Therefore, in each prophet, I will try to distill out of the prophet's language and out of the prophet's message. I will try to distill that metaphysical law which is adaptable to our language, in the language of the seven. See, you think, well, I have seen that Max is showing most of the prophets in the word order. Well, if each of the prophets handles evil in the word order, there is only one way of handling it. Ha ha! Ha ha! That's the point, you see. That the prophets use the seven just as an instrument. Their main interest was the standpoint of the 16, within the 16. See, when I say the standpoint, I mean which point within the matrix he takes. See, a standpoint is, say, the word as the word. That's a standpoint you take. But Hosea, who takes that standpoint of the word as the word, he uses in his practice that standpoint through the seven in the word order. But that's very different, say, when Amos comes along and says, I am word as Christianity, and I use this very same seven again, which Hosea used, but very differently. But how differently? Defined specifically through the standpoint of the word as Christianity. And we will learn, I tell you, we will learn the warmth and the magnitude and the practicality of this matrix in a very nice way. You don't have to fear anything what's coming. I knew that this hour would be a bit difficult and a bit much, but I had to give you something to swallow at the beginning. But the digestion will be very easy, I tell you. It will be very easy, very natural, but it's good to know it right from the beginning. That's that. I think I leave you alone now with this. That's quite enough for today. That's quite enough for today. And tomorrow I will start with Hosea. I will take Hosea, and that's at 10:30.